Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D. I'm your host, Reginald D. I've added a weekly motivational coaching question and answer segment to the show. Since I'm a life and motivational coach, I'm going to answer any questions you may have about your personal journey to success. In today's episode, we have an important topic to discuss, and a topic that I've talked about many times on my podcast. Today's question is from a listener who's feeling overwhelmed by obstacles in their life. The question is, why do I have so many obstacles and challenges in my life? It seems like for every step forward, I encounter two steps back. I'm so over it. First, I would like to thank you for your question, and I want to acknowledge the courage it takes to confront this challenge head on. You're not alone in feeling this way. I'm grateful you reached out. So let's dive right in. I'm so over it. Many of us can relate to that statement. We have said it once or twice or have thought it many times. I definitely have been there myself. When we come across obstacles in life while on our journey to what we want out of life, you have to remember that obstacles are not roadblocks. They're actually opportunities for growth. So let me explain. Life is challenging at times when you are in pursuit of your dreams. It's no different. You will have the same challenges that you come across every day, and then some new challenges and some very overwhelming challenges. You just have to remember that you are not alone. You will be encountering things that everyone else encounters. You have to be prepared for roadblocks, setbacks, rejections, and the moments you would doubt yourself. But it's how you respond to the obstacles that you are faced with that will define your journey. The first thing you need to do is change your mindset. Think of the obstacles as stepping stones rather than barriers. These obstacles you face will only raise you higher. Everything you will face is an opportunity for you to learn, adapt, and grow stronger. When you're walking through the storms that obstacles bring, you will build resilience, determination, and be on the road to achieving your dreams. Let me ask you a question. So why do you have so many obstacles in your life? Well, it's because you're on the right path. Have you ever thought about it that way? Achieving dreams does not come without having challenges, obstacles, and setbacks. You need to learn how to embrace them because they are really part of the journey and you will face them many times. But you do have the power to overcome them. I need you to know that. Jeremiah 29, chapter 11, verse says, I know the plan that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So you have to understand that God has a plan for your life. Now, I know you're asking, why am I encountering so many obstacles? Well, let's talk about that. Let me ask you a question. Are you afraid of change? You need to start stepping out of your comfort zone. I know you have fear because you don't know what change will bring or the outcome you have. But you can't have fear that you will fail. That change you're afraid of may bring you opportunity and growth and may improve your life. You have the skills to adapt and evolve. So take the risk. Do you have self-limited beliefs? We all tend to have negative beliefs about ourselves and our abilities. And those negative beliefs can hold us back from pursuing or living in our full potential. You first must identify your limited beliefs, and then you must work on changing them, and then replace the negative thoughts with empowering thoughts. Do your goals lack clarity? If your goals are vague and lack clarity, then you will face challenges knowing what action you should take or even measuring your progress and achievements. You need to clarify your vision. Clarity will help you gain a sense of direction and purpose. Then you need to break your goals down in actionable steps. Do you have external factors creating obstacles for you? There are many outside circumstances that are beyond our control, such as things happening in the economy. All life events that tend to create obstacles for us. So, my advice is to embrace every obstacle, roadblock, and setback as an opportunity for growth. You have to reframe your mindset from one of defeat to one of resilience and determination. Remember that every encounter you face is getting you closer to your dreams. Now, I want to leave you with a challenge for the week ahead. I want you to shift your mindset. Instead of seeing your obstacles, challenges, and roadblocks as burdens, see them as opportunities for growth. Every time you encounter an obstacle this week, I challenge you to pause, reflect, and find one positive lesson or opportunity it presents. Then I want you to write the obstacles down and try to find at least three possible solutions for overcoming them. Whether it's a setback at work, a disagreement with a loved one, or a personal challenge you're facing, approach it with curiosity rather than frustration. What you will learn from this experience is how to use your challenges and obstacles to become stronger, wiser, and more resilient. By changing your mindset when it comes to obstacles, you will navigate through them more successfully and you will find strength you haven't seen before and receive more clarity. Remember, the path to your dreams is always challenging. You may fall. You may trip or stumble along the way, but you will get back up. You have to get back up. I know it will be challenging, but it will also be very rewarding. Keep moving forward. Don't stop. And never forget how much potential is within you. Remember, obstacles are not roadblocks. They are opportunities for growth. Embrace them, learn from them, and keep pursuing your dreams with determination. To my listener, thank you for the questions, and I truly hope it helps people today. Now, don't forget to send your questions to me via email at rsherman@realtalkwithreginald.com or visit my website at realtalkwithreginald.com and instant message me on the website, or you can just send a message on there as well. Or message me on social media platforms. Just search for Real Talk with Reginald D. And do me a favor. Make sure you share this episode with your family and friends, and don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can receive alerts every Tuesday and Thursday when new episodes are published. By the way, you will be able to find all the links in the show notes as well. That's all for today's episode, fam. I hope you found this episode inspiring and helpful while you're building that road to your dreams. And as always, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay inspired and keep pushing through those obstacles and roadblocks. And don't lose sight of your dreams. You have the power and greatness inside of you. See you next time.